So, Sean, you are the artistic director at the Trinity Theatre.
That's right.
And this latest production is The Miraculous Misadventures of Robin Hood. Sounds great fun. I was looking at the information on the Trinity website, and the production is described as featuring original music, Morris dancing, sword fighting, awful archery, and hundreds of costume changes. That sounds great fun. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's quite a lot going on, eh? That and much more. I mean, it's just a raucous comedy adventure. The idea is that we've got five actors who are trying to remember the story of Robin Hood. It's sort of a story that's on the fringes of everybody's knowledge, but can we actually remember exactly what happens in the story of Robin Hood? And so these actors come together to try and tell this story. And the clashing personalities between them lead to lots of farce and funniness and slapstick comedy. And it's a great night out for the family, I think, and for everybody. I think everybody enjoys it. You know, it toured around the country last summer, doing open air venues. So it's done stately homes and castles and things. Played to 21,000 people last summer and had the most, you know, amazing response throughout. So we thought, well, why not bring it back? Let's bring it back to Trinity. Let's see what it looks like indoors and how it works. And we're really excited about it.
So did you see the production when it was outdoors and elsewhere?
Yeah, I directed the production.
Oh, right. Outdoors. Okay. So you've come with the production.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I joined Trinity in July of last year as the artistic director. So it's all fairly fresh and new for me, and, you know, excited about what we can achieve in the future at Trinity. And one of the things that I really wanted to do when I arrived here was to bring something of the work that I've done previously, so that, you know, hopefully people can get a sense of what they can expect going forward from us at Trinity.
So you've got some great plans for other productions beyond this.
Many plans.
Oh, that sounds exciting. So looking back at this production then, it's an outdoor touring troupe. Is it the same troupe they've come to Trinity?
Yeah, it's the same troupe except for one actor, one poor actor who's had basically 5 days rehearsal to get himself ready for opening night on Thursday at Trinity. But he's been incredible. He's worked so hard. One of the actors from the summer tour is now off doing a musical somewhere else, so we brought somebody else on board, but no, he's amazing.
How have you managed during the pandemic with all the rehearsals and the keeping people safe and whatever? Has that been a problem for you?
Yeah, it's been fraught with difficulty, I think, for everybody. You know, it's been such a difficult thing to cope with across the board. I mean, I direct the play That Goes Wrong in the West End as well, and that show has, you know, constantly been up and down and trying to keep going. And our Christmas show, The Prince and the Pauper, was affected a little bit over Christmas when we had that awful wave. But I think really more than anything, it's just kind of audiences struggling to come back, kind of got out of the pattern of going to the theatre.
Have you found that? Do you find that the audience's reactions are even different? Have people forgotten what it was like to go to the theatre?
I think so. I think to a certain extent they have. And also, you know, it's just more difficult to get back into the pattern of going to the theatre. So we just are struggling to fill houses. You know, the audiences are not returning as quickly as anybody would like. And I think that's true across the board. It's not just at Trinity. It's everywhere. You know, there's a real we need you to come back. We need you to embrace us again. You know, and I think it's such an important thing.
Not be frightened and to enjoy.
Precisely, and to realise that, you know, it's a safe place to be. Really.
Are you? What are you doing to protect and keep people safe?
Well, we're encouraging mask wearing in the auditorium still, and obviously, you know, simple measures like just good hygiene, and we have a very extended hygiene regimen in the theatre. And you know, we're lucky, really. We have this big airy auditorium with, you know, plenty of space, so it certainly doesn't feel like you're cramped in.
It's a lovely auditorium, isn't it? It's a fabulous place. We're very lucky to have it, and to have people like yourself bring such great productions to the town. So you've got it says the Three Inch Fools. I'm intrigued. Who are the Three Inch Fools?
So the Three Inch Fools are a touring outdoor touring company. They normally do Shakespeare, and they tour the country doing Shakespeare. They've been very successful at doing it with this brand of kind of raucous musical versions of Shakespeare productions. And then so I was working with them last year in 2020 rather, on a project called the New Normal Festival, which was an open air theatre festival right in the height of the pandemic. Just as the government said we could do open air theatre again, we threw something together and put this festival on. And we were kind of trying to come up with something basically that we could bring together quite quickly, and we could achieve, and could be something that we could use going forward. And so we decided to create a kind of a family show in the same style as these Shakespearean productions that they're so well known for.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, as I say, you know, it turned into this where we are now, and you know, had the most remarkable tour.
So is this seen as a family show?
It is a family show. I think the great thing is that it really can be loved by everybody. There's plenty of jokes that adults will get that kids won't, and vice versa. So you certainly don't need to have children with you to have a good time. I think everybody will have a good time. In fact, we're so confident that everybody's going to have a good time that we've decided at Trinity, we recognise that people are, if they're going to come to the theatre, they want to be sure that they're going to have a good time, right? So we've decided that we are going to offer a money-back guarantee. We are so certain that you will enjoy the performance that no quibbles at all. If you don't, money back.
That's amazing. Mm. Is this the first time you've offered this?
It is, yeah.
So you're not really sure how that's going to go, are you?
No idea. But, you know, I think it's a good opportunity for us to get people back into the spirit of going to the theatre, thinking about that as part of their routine, getting excited by the work that's going on at Trinity. You know, it's half term. What are you going to do with the kids? Bring them along to have a really great time in the theatre. And if you don't, fine.
That's fabulous. I think you should start a trend. I think all productions and theatres,
it's
and
difficult,
cinemas.
Isn't it? Because
yeah,
you know, art is so subjective. It's, you know, everybody sees it in a different way. Some people will love it and some people won't, and that's totally fine. But I think, you know, we feel so confident in the work, and in the quality of the performers and the original music that's been created for the mm-hmm. show, that I think you're going to really struggle to not enjoy yourself.
So, fun time guaranteed. I'm going to break for a quick bit of music. Do you like Tom Jones?
Love him.
Okay, let's do this.
You don't have to be beautiful. Kiss.
Oh, fabulous Tom Jones. Don't you just love him? Andy's with the utter noise with that one called Kiss. So I'm here. We're with Sean from Sean Turner from the Trinity Arts Theatre, and we're chatting about the upcoming production, The Miraculous Misadventures of Robin Hood. So we talked about the money back guarantee. Hmm. That's a very brave thing to do. But we were chatting while Tom was singing there.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get audiences. And what have they got to lose? And once they realise what they've been missing,
yeah,
we'll get them engaged again and coming back.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I think it's we all as a cast from Robin Hood went to see Seth Lakeman, who was playing at Trinity this weekend, and you know, an enormous audience for that, and it was wonderful. It was such a great experience to be back in a room where people are making live music and being part of that audience, and it really, you know, it reminded me that I don't go and do that enough.
Mm.
And I'm somebody who's in the industry. I go to the theatre 3 or 4 times a week.
Mm.
And I'm out of the habit of doing that. If diehards like me are out of the habit, then, you know, it's what hope have we got?
That's
so we've got to get people back in the room. And once you're there, you know, we really, really think you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing like live entertainment, is there? And you do forget.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all got safe in our little homes and feeling, oh, it's raining outside, or I don't feel like going, I'll stay at
TV. That's understandable. Yes. I think, you know, I think I get that.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's more out there.
sounds really good fun. So, okay, so how many people are in the production? Is this a big production?
Well, it's a cast of 5.
Mm.
So 5 actor musicians. They each play probably 6 or 7 instruments each in the show. And they probably play about 8 or 9 characters each in the show. So it feels like a big cast, but actually there's only 5 of them.
Talented bunch. Okay, and tickets, where can we get them? How do we find out more?
Go to trinitytheatre.net and grab your tickets from there, from our box office, or you can call us, of course. It runs from the 10th to the 16th of February, so that's this Thursday, through half term to the Wednesday of half term.
And the evening performances?
We have some daytime performances and some evening performances, yeah.
Super. Yeah. It sounds fantastic. So good luck. Hope it all goes well for you. So yes, and from this Thursday, can't say good luck, can I? Break a leg to all of you. I hope it goes really well. So yes, let's get out there and let's support what sounds like a great production. Sean Turner, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thanks so much.
And I hope it goes really well for you. Thank you.